Let's say hello to Jason McCourty of the NFL Network. Of course, he is a part of the Emmy Award-winning Good Morning Football, which airs Monday to Friday starting at 6 o'clock in the morning, and also former Tennessee Titan. J-Mac, good to talk to you again. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you guys for having me.
So you call it a career, and then you start your next career just going straight to the NFL Network. How has the transition from DB to analyst been?
And it's been a lot of fun. Early wake-ups, like you said, the show starts at 6 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Eastern. So waking up extremely early to get there. But, man, I've had a blast just doing the show with Peter Schrager, Kyle Brandt, and Jamie Erdahl. We have a lot of laughs during the course of those 3 hours, and we get a chance to talk football. So it doesn't get any better than that.
So when you look from afar, you're watching the whole league now, but your former team here in Nashville, we're out at the facility right now. They just wrapped up practice. As you watch Ryan Tannehill and the Tennessee Titans, what have been your observations?
Man, I'm excited for them. I caught flack early on. I said I didn't know if they were going to be Super Bowl contenders, and you would have thought I said they were going to be the worst team in the league. But I'm excited what the Titans can be and what they can do this year. I'm a huge fan. I got a chance to play with Kevin Byard, but I think he's probably the best safety in the NFL right now, and he'll be leading up their defense. Jeffrey Simmons, Landry coming off the edge. Like, those guys are monsters, and their defense was extremely good last year, and I'm expecting them to return to the same young corners out there. Fulton, who's kind of proven himself, and fairly will have a chance this year to step up and show up for them as a team. And obviously losing A.J. Brown, there will be a gap to fill on the outside. But the return of the king, Derrick Henry, got a chance to get back in the playoff game last year. But now full off season of working out and doing all the crazy workouts he does and balance work and all of that. I'm excited for what they can do, not only in the division, but seeing if they can prove me wrong and be Super Bowl contenders. But, I mean, I root for the Titans since I left Nashville. I consider myself a Titan. 8 years there, got drafted there, developed there, so I'm fired up to be able to watch them and not have any skin in the game and just be able to root for those guys this year.
We're talking to the pride of the St. Joseph Regional High School in New Jersey. Jason McCourty joins us here today. Jason, now that you're out and looking in, give us your thoughts on Ryan Tannehill. I'm watching him here practice, though, with his kids after the joint practice with the Buccaneers. What's your assessment of him now that you're out of football and you can kind of evaluate Ryan Tannehill in a different way?
Yeah, I think Tannehill's a solid quarterback. I think even beyond that, he's a guy that when you know he's under center, consistent as far as you know what you're going to get from him. You know he'll be able to run that offense. You know Tannehill will be able to make some plays with his feet. And I think as a head coach, when you go out there, you're confident in his ability to go out there and execute whatever the game plan is. Obviously, I'm not going to put Tannehill in the likes of some of the quarterbacks. You see the Justin Herbert's taking off right now. And then obviously you have the Mahomes and the Aaron Rodgers, the Bradys, the Josh Allens. He hasn't gotten to that point in his career, but I don't think that's a knock on him. He's a guy who played in Miami, got paid in Miami, and whatever happened in Miami ends up going to Tennessee as a backup quarterback. And now Mariota's in Atlanta, and Tannehill's the leader right there in Nashville. So I think Tannehill's a guy who you can definitely win games with. It was yet to be seen whether he's a quarterback that can get you all the way to the promised land and win a Super Bowl. But he's a guy that they were the number one team in the AFC last year. So you can't sit there and say, oh, well, Tannehill's not this, he's not that. This guy can be the quarterback on a really good football team with a chance to compete in the postseason.
Jason, I ask you this question because I covered you when you were here playing for the Titans. You had, in your 8 years here, you had four different head coaches when you're a member of the Tennessee Titans. Now that Mike Vrabel is going to his fifth year, how much is that good for these players to have that stability at the top where, unfortunately, you were not able to have that kind of stability? How good is it for these players to have a coach now entering his fifth season and so well-respected?
Oh, it's everything. I mean, like you just said, my 8 years at Tennessee, four different head coaches. I think it was five different defensive coordinators.
Ugh.
With that comes new DB coaches. I had three different general managers. I go to Cleveland the next year, and Cleveland, it was Hugh Jackson was there, and you know the kind of mess that they've been in over the course of since I can remember. And then I go to New England, and in my DB room there, my brother, Devin McCourty, had been there. It was his ninth year. Patrick Chung was in his 10th year. He had been 9 years in New England. Daron Harmon was in his, I think, sixth or seventh year all in New England. Nate Ebner was there for 7 years all in New England. And I just point out that one room because you think about the continuity, the brotherhood that is built up over the course of those years where there's a core of guys that have been there that understand the culture. They know what the coach is looking for, and they know what's the expectation every single time you step foot on the field. When you continue to change coach year after year, new signage goes up in the building. One coach puts something up. The next coach comes in, takes it all down. All right. I remember Munchak takes over after Coach Fisher, and Munch puts up this amazing timeline in the hallway in the building. And Munch is there for, I think it was 2 or 3 years, and Wazan comes in after that, takes the entire timeline down. I'm just like, well, just because it's a new coach, it doesn't mean the timeline is still the same. The Oilers to the Titans, like these guys that lay bricks in this building. So just dealing with all of that, them now having a guy like Coach Vrabel, that those guys know who he is. Right? He's very blunt, and he wears that on his sleeve, who he is as a person and who he is as a coach. And you can show up every day and know exactly what to expect. And I think it goes a long way, and it's no surprise that he's been there for 5 years and they're having success. So I think it's huge in building culture and knowing how to win and developing that over the course of a few seasons.
Jason McCourty is with us from the NFL Network, of course, former Tennessee Titan as well. You mentioned the Patriots that you won a Super Bowl with, got to play with your brother, but you also played for Bill Belichick. You played with Tom Brady during that time. You bring up Vrabel. How much of the similarities do you see of that Patriot way from what Vrabel is trying to do here in Nashville?
I think it's consistent. I think consistency is the key. And it seems as though I don't know Vrabel. I haven't had a chance to really be around him, so I don't want to speak as if I'm in the know when it comes to him as a head football coach. But you can see probably there's differences between him and Bill when you hear him just talking at a press conference. But I think the one thing that was in New England is that there was an expectation when you walked in that building, and it wasn't this huge mystery when everybody say, "Oh, the Patriots way." Like you walk in there and they hand you a pamphlet with all the key Patriot way things and things to say and all of that. But I think it was just a quiet understanding of like, hey, when we show up to work, when we show up in this building every day, we're here to work. And I know when I got there, you think one thing and you get there and it's something kind of totally different. It wasn't this militant place where you had to be 5 minutes early to every meeting. Everybody had to wear the same clothes. It was kind of more laid back, but we worked. And I think Vrabel is the same way. I don't know if it has anything to do with that he played for the Patriots. I think it may just have to do more with who he is. He's a guy that I think likes to work, and he's going to challenge his players to do the same. So the one thing you can say, it's paying off in this team. Each year you expect him to be better than the year before.
Well, Jason, it's good to talk to you and catch up. You're always great with your time with us. Best of luck with the new adventure with the NFL Network and Good Morning Football, and we'll do it again soon.